We are, you and I, in a new season. We are in this season we call Advent. This blessed time when you can't get away from Advent right now. The decorations are all over during the day. They're on light posts, they're on door posts, and at night the lights shine out. Sometimes white lights, sometimes colored lights, sometimes blinking lights. And I didn't know, but the lights you choose are a very important theological issue. So we'll debate which are the correct lights to use later today at our fourth church meeting, which will be just after the Vikings game. And then next week, we'll solve the lifelong trouble of when to properly open Christmas presents. It really is Christmas morning, but I'll pretend like we're going to vote on it. Some people will say Christmas Eve. They're wrong. I won't call them heathens, but they're just wrong. It's Christmas morning. But you know that so much that this thing we're preparing for, that the Word of God became a baby for you and me. And this event, that the Word of God, that God so loved the whole world, that God sent His Son, and that Jesus would be born a baby, that is so life-changing that we are moved to decorate. We are moved to see the light increase. And even when, and especially when, terrible things we call terror and crime, heartbreaking things are happening in this world. And so we do remember that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. This is so world-changing that we are stirred to do things. We are stirred to such generosity that people give. We give by baking for each other. We give slippers. We give toys. We give gift cards. Presents, we make gifts for each other. When I was when I wasn't even 2 months old yet, my brother, who was 8 years old, took his money and bought this for me. My big brother Roger bought this for me. And this has been through quite a bit. And I can't let him go. I never named him. Well, I wasn't able to name things when I was 2 months old anyway. But even this, as kind as it is, wasn't my first Christmas present. You know, there's something about Christmas. It makes you think of your Christmas presents. Can you think of a special Christmas present you got when you were little? Usually the ones when you were little, oh, they're the ones that stick with us. I remember. You remember the feeling when you look, maybe in the living room, maybe in a different room, and you see the packages under the tree? Are you one who could shake the package? And you shake some and they shift like a shirt or a pair of socks, and then you find another one that rattles like a good toy. And you know something good is in there. So you think through how you're going to do it Christmas morning, which again is the right time to open presents. And you plan out, well, I'll have to show some enthusiasm about the shirt, the socks, and the pants, and that stuff. And then I get to open the good stuff. I mean, did you do this when you were little? Or were you a peeker? I know there's some peekers in here. I've heard of you. I wasn't a peeker myself. I like a good surprise. But there are some who are so good at unwrapping and rewrapping presents. I've heard of them. I've heard stories. And there's some who know where to look in a house. It's up in that closet way in the back or in the crawl space. What, I mean, just call out. What is a really good present that you've gotten for Christmas?
Electric train.
Electric train. A what truck?
Bicycle.
Oh, bicycle.
Roller
skates. A puppy. That wouldn't rattle. Legos. A doll? What kind of doll? Do you remember? A Cabbage Patch doll. I never got them. Anybody here ever get a Chatty Cathy? Oh, look at all the hands.
Paint by number.
And a what wagon?
Coaster
wagon. Oh, coaster wagons. And those you could use. One year I got a sled that had handbrakes on it, which no kid ever wants to use handbrakes, but boy, it looked cool. And I sat in the living room just imagining what it was going to be like going down. I mean, these gifts that you've gotten, they hold a special place in your heart. And my mom, she was just goofy about Christmas. She would bake and bake. She made lefse, she made krumkakas, she made all these cookies, even these, well, I'm going to call them what my brother called them gross cookies. She made them every year, and every year you'd take one, and just because maybe the taste got better this year, it never did, but they were colorful. And she would bake them and make them, and she was just gaga over Christmas. One year she, because Christmas morning, which I don't know if you've heard, but it's the right time to open gifts. But Christmas morning, it is so hard to eat breakfast because you've got better things to do. So one year my mom went to so much work and she'd help us decorate and answer the phone, Merry Christmas. And she got this package of donut holes. And she wanted us to have donut holes, and she wanted to warm them up for us. So she put them in the oven, but she was so excited that she didn't unwrap them first. I don't know if you've ever smelled warm dough mixed with melted cellophane, but it's a unique, and it's not a Christmas scent. So there's my mom, and she had Christmas, the perfect Christmas plan, and it all melted. So she pulled these donut holes out, and she, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. And she grabbed a butter knife, and she's trying to scrape the melted cellophane off. It'll be okay, it'll be okay, it'll be... We didn't eat those. But she was just... Well, she was gaga in love with her family. And everything she enjoyed about Christmas was in what she could do for everybody else. And every gift that we've received is a reflection of our first gift. Because you and I, whatever we've gotten, a coaster wagon, a slinky, silly putty, whatever we've gotten for Christmas, you and I share our first Christmas gift. Because there was a night when God's Son said, I have been so eager for you to have this gift. And there's our first Christmas gift. I have been so eager, says Jesus, to share this with you. And you may know, my mom died years ago, and I think about her every Christmas. I think about my dad, too, and I miss him. And through something that is beyond my understanding, I get to enjoy a meal with my mom today, now. You and I share this meal with a cloud of witnesses, which goes beyond these walls, beyond into all the churches, and through a holy mystery and time with each person that we dearly miss. There was a whole lot of work that went into preparing this meal. So much work. For God so loved you. For God so loves you. For God is so gaga in love with you that God sent this, your first Christmas gift. And so now, in this day where maybe later on you'll eat a ginger snap or a frosted cookie, right now you can taste the love of God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless these gifts of bread and wine. Bless these gifts. Make them be for us your gift in Jesus Christ. Make them be for us the body and blood of Jesus, redeemed, and make us redeemed, dear God, by Jesus' body and by Jesus' blood, that we may be one with you, that we may be one with Jesus and one each other, with each other, reaching out and blessing in this world you created to be beautiful. Dear God, we thank you for these gifts. And we pray as Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.